Simon & Schuster Audio presents Spellbound by F.T. Lukens. Read by Neo Sihi and Kevin R. Free.
One. Rook. Hexagon. The name didn't quite inspire visions of magical greatness. It was a pun. A bad one, but funnily apt for a local emergency on-call cursebreaker. And while I could appreciate the humor on a campy level, the name definitely was not what had drawn me there. I wasn't cursed. I wasn't hexed. I wasn't in need of a magical service, but I stood outside the nondescript office front that had the name emblazoned in simple white letters across the glass door, and a consortium-sanctioned certificate tucked into the corner of the window. A wilted potted plant leaned mournfully toward a sliver of sunlight on the other side, and beyond that, the lights were dimmed, making it difficult to see anything other than the reception area. The whole image was the epitome of depressed office park chic, down to the plain black welcome mat on the other side of the threshold, and not what one would expect from a magical business owned by the supposedly most powerful sorcerer in Spire City. Ignoring the dour exterior, I pulled on the door handle and stepped inside. I had a freshly printed high school diploma in my backpack, alongside my newest invention and a deep desire to work with magic. And I wasn't going to be put off merely because the office appeared abandoned.
A frisson of excitement,
or terror, I couldn't tell which, swept down my spine. The inside was somehow less impressive than the outside, filled with typical dull office decor, including an empty receptionist desk and a room of prefab cubicles. I fidgeted, hands digging like claws into the straps of my backpack, unsure of what to do next. Should I call out a hello and hope that someone heard me? Should I ring the little bell on the desk? Should I turn around and walk back out because what the hell was I even doing there? A teenager with no magical ability at all, about to beg for a job in a magical profession? I gritted my teeth. No, I was not going to run. I could do it. I could totally do it. I was going to do it. I had to do it. I literally had graduated from school the day before and I needed a job.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?